Ivory. Police in Naivasha are holding two suspects, who include an administration police officer, AP, for being in illegal possession of 20 pieces of ivory worth shush 2.9 million. The suspects, Dismas Omari Mingari, who is an administration police officer, AP, attached to the administrative unit stationed in Suswa in Narok, and Dennis Akinda Atuke, were arrested in Maari Mahiu on Sunday evening following an intelligence information. Confirming the arrest, Kenya Wildlife Service, KWS. Naivasha senior warden Mr. Francis Matuku Matisya said the elephant tusks were concealed in two bags ready for transportation to Nairobi. The suspects have now been handed to the Directorate of Criminal Investigations, DCI, offices in Naivasha for further investigations before their arraignment in court. Matisya noted that poaching of wildlife in the country for meat, ivory and other trophies is an indication that there is a ready market for these trophies. In December 2013, Kenya overhauled its wildlife regulatory legal framework and enacted a new law, the Wildlife Conservation and Management Act, 2013. Among the most notable changes the new law introduced was an intense increase in both custodial and financial penalties for wildlife-related offences, but this has not done much to reduce poaching. This legislation imposes stringent penalties on offenders, including heavy fines and imprisonment upon conviction, which if found guilty, the law imposes severe penalties, including fines of up to shush 20 million and or imprisonment for a term of not less than 5 years. The increase of poaching is blamed on the increased demand for ivory and other wildlife products in Asia and some countries in southern Africa. The elephant tusks and the rhino horns are said to be most sought after trophies in some Asian countries. Illegally obtained ivory and tusks are primarily trafficked to international markets, including countries in Asia such as China and Vietnam. These markets demand ivory for various purposes, including ornamental and medicinal uses, despite international bans and restrictions. Once smuggled to destination markets, ivory is often carved into decorative items, jewelry, and traditional medicine components, contributing to continued demand despite global conservation efforts. Kenya imposed a national ban on poaching and the trade in ivory in 1989 under the leadership of the late President Daniel Arap Moi. This decision was driven by the rising threat to elephant populations in the country due to illegal hunting for ivory, which posed a serious danger to Kenya's wildlife heritage. In June 2016, retired President Uhuru Kenyatta made a public spectacle by setting ablaze a collection of over 100 tons of ivory and rhino horns that had been seized from poachers in various parts of the country in Nairobi National Park in an effort to make the country back's stand on poaching clear. It's worth noting that Kenya is still recovering from a drought that ravaged parts of the country for 5 consecutive seasons with inadequate rain in the past 2 years, which severely affected people and animals, including livestock. This was followed hot on the heels by a devastating flood that ravaged the country in the recent month, also causing massive damage to wildlife and property and loss of lives. The worst affected ecosystems by the drought were home to some of Kenya's most visited national parks, reserves and conservancies, including the Amboseli, Tsavo and Laikipia, Samburu areas. The Kenya Wildlife Service, KWS, November 2022 reported that it had lost 205 jumbos, which is an endangered species, 512 wildebeests, 381 common zebras, 51 buffaloes, 49 gravy zebras and 12 giraffes in 9 months of that year alone to the wrecking drought. It's estimated that more than 5 million Kenyans were affected by the drought in more than 24 counties and more than 2.4 million livestock and wildlife killed by the drought. Some of these communities were then also affected by floods, which came immediately after the drought. Tourism in Kenya is the second largest source of foreign exchange revenue, hot on the heels of the agriculture sector, which earns Kenya about 70% of her gross domestic product, GDP, thus conservation of her wildlife is of utmost importance to the country.